We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the conclusion of the ninth chapter. Those who want to follow inside, it's page Kufayin Dalit. Ha'omer l'chavero ze davar. We have a very important rule here. If someone confides, he tells us something, and he doesn't say, hey, it's a secret. He just tells you something. Asur lo lesaper achar kach l'acherim. You're prohibited from telling other people what he told you. Period. But they didn't tell me it was a secret. Okay. The rule is you're not allowed to tell other people. Ela im ken natan lo rashut al zeh. Unless he gives you permission. V'davke im udavar delet belish nabisha. Obviously, if he gives you permission to say something that's prohibited in Torah, because it's Lashon Hara, that doesn't allow you to tell it. But if it's not Lashon Hara, there's still this rule, no telling. So this is a very important rule, especially between husbands and wives. We think we should share everything with our wives, and that's true, we probably should. But you can't tell them what other people tell you. And this is a very hard halacha. We often have it.
Is it something that someone tells you, or is it like you're supposed to gauge when it's something that's secret?
No. If they told you, they did not give you permission to give it over.
Tell me they went to the grocery store and picked up some milk.
Right?
I can't tell.
Right? Exactly.
Not lactose intolerant.
is it an absolute rule, or is it a rule because, you know, if you have this friend and you know that your friend doesn't mind, because he's going to the store and he got milk, but you tell your wife because she wants maybe to also.
Let me tell you a story.
But does he answer my question?
He's a good tracker. I think.
I was giving a shiur the night of Hoshana Rabbah. And maybe it wasn't the night of Hoshana Rabbah, I don't remember. Giving a class once. And it was sometime during the break. We had a group of guys here. And then one guy said he has to go. I don't remember if he said he had a date, or he said he had to go to another shir, or he said he had to go to Meirith. And 2 hours later, he doesn't show up. And someone shows up from the makolet. And the person shows up from the makolet like two and a half hours later. And he says to me, we'll call the guy, the first guy who left, we'll call him Jack. Okay? So Jack left at 8 o'clock and said he's going on a date, or he's going to a shir. At 10:30, Chaim shows up to shir, and he says, hey, you know, I was just at the makolet, I saw Jack there. Does he know we're having class? Because he's standing there, you know, I saw him buying milk and something, but... Does he know you're having class tonight?
But he's not saying it because he just saw Jack. He's saying it already because he wants to spread Lashon Hara.
No, he just showed up to class. He didn't know that Jack was at class and left at 8 o'clock.
But he
showed up innocently.
What the motive is behind speaking this?
No, his motive was to ask if Jack knows that we're learning tonight. He asked, should I call Jack? I just saw him at the makolet. Buying milk, and at that moment I understood that Jack hadn't told me the truth, which was fine, you know, he's entitled to do whatever he wants, but it was an eye-opener, meaning Jack had said, I don't remember what he said, he was very clear, he gave a specific place he was going, so you could say the facts changed or other things, and you could say maybe his date canceled on him, and you could say maybe his shear ended, but he made it very clear he was leaving the town we were in, where we were learning, and he was going somewhere else to do something else. And 2.5 hours later, the guy who just walked in and told me Jack was at the makolet, it happens to be that in a future conversation, I brought it up with Jack, and he said to me, yeah, I have a problem with telling the truth. And it ended up being in Jack's interest, because then we spoke about it, and it helped him. But the starting point was that
even in this case, it's not so.
It began by opening a realization that I'm not sure I'm happy I got. I mean, maybe it was in his interest. I wasn't sure it was in my interest. And again, it sounds like an innocent line.
Some things we don't see the long-term consequences. And we cannot just foresee every consequence for every individual. There are some rules of thumb, and they are codified by this group. And it's a great book, and it has certainly a lot of opportunities and a great job. But can we say that always by following all these rules, we won't miss anything?
But why don't we look at it differently? Meaning, I understand that what the Chafetz Chaim is saying is bothersome because we're used to a different mode of conversation. But why don't we learn from this that maybe our conversation should not be so much about other people? Even things that to our mind are innocent. Okay, so I'm saying the idea that if someone tells me something, I shouldn't pass it on, that's an important idea. You know how many times people tell me they're expecting, or people tell me they're engaged, or people tell me they're going to get engaged today? It's very important that people know that when they tell us something, it's in confidence. And even from our spouses. And I think it's a good habit not to talk about other people. It doesn't have to be a part of our conversation. We could talk about other things.
Saying in such a way that we don't know who are we talking about. Like,
I saw a neighbor at the Makolet. Not sure. It's not so exciting for your wife.
But sometimes you want to say something.
I saw somebody with a spine.
Doesn't need to be for very long motive, but just because sometimes you want to say, you know, maybe I saw someone passing on that crossing, and then he was, the car couldn't notice him, maybe we should be careful there.
Okay.
No,
okay.
It all depends on the context.
I was at the bus station 3 weeks ago, Thursday night, I think. A guy walked off the street, off the sidewalk onto the street, and a car ran into him. He happens to be my brother-in-law's next-door neighbor. And I saw my brother-in-law that Shabbos, and I was dying to ask him how the guy's doing. And I didn't, because of this halacha. Because what relevance is it to me? Am I going to visit him in the hospital? No. Do I know the guy well? No. I happen to have been the good citizen who was there, who called the ambulance, who waited with him and missed the next three buses to make sure he got good care, and made sure his wife was able, someone helped his wife and the child get a place for the night, and made sure the car didn't drive away. And then three buses later, I went home an hour later than planned. But I was curious, out of human curiosity, how he was, and I didn't. And I saw my brother-in-law that Shabbos, and I didn't know if the guy told him that he was hit by a car. Now, I think it's pretty normal that I want to ask my brother-in-law, how's the guy doing? But it has zero relevance to my life. I care. So what? That maybe he doesn't want everyone to know he was hit by a car.
You could also say that, you know, he saw, but like what you said now, you just said that. You saw that guy.
No, but he didn't mention what happened to him. He had a conversation with him. He had this.
But you see, you just used it because you wanted to illustrate an example. You have a higher motive to say that there was this case of someone who happens to be this and this person. You just said that.
Right, but I have 8 brothers-in-law. You don't know who I'm saying.
Precisely.
You don't know who, you don't know where.
Precisely.
But if I went to my brother-in-law and asked him, so then I just shared with him information about someone else, which I don't know if he wants known. There's nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong. It was the fault of the driver. So what? Maybe he doesn't want that information out. And that's his right. I understand that it's a sensitivity we're not accustomed to. Not a bad idea to start thinking in that direction.
No, but the question is also because